It's time for the Dr. Tan G Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tan G. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tan G, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tan G, I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tan G.
Hey, welcome to the Dr. Tan G Show. Welcome to the show that was founded on Kingdom Principles, a show that's really designed with you in mind to move you from where you are to where you want to be. It's a show that we get to do every Wednesday right here on LA Talk Radio. And I get to do it with my beautiful co-hosts, Niles and KJ. Gentlemen, how are you? Happy Wednesday, man.
Hey.
If you're excited like I'm excited, we're just excited about life. We've got a wonderful gentleman that's coming up at the bottom of the hour. It's what it means to do what you love doing, to wake up doing it with excitement. But before all of that greatness, we're going to talk about some trending things. And of course, it is Black History Month. Power to the people. I knew he was waiting on that. Now, before we get started with all of that greatness, guys, I am really excited because we're going to talk about a principle that is truly near and dear to my heart. It's a principle that I've been using since I think my maybe fourth time going broke. I've gone broke about six times. And when I say going broke, I'm not talking about your negative $500 in your account. You know, your money's a little tight. Man, I'm talking about eviction on the door. I'm talking about repossessions. I'm talking about foreclosures and the inability to pay people what they have worked for. So why am I saying all of this with a smile? Well, because there's hope at the end of that journey. So if that is where you are right now, and maybe you're not that destitute like I was, and maybe you just kind of need a couple of things to kind of move you in that direction of success, I want to tell you what success is and where it is. Now, this is not an opinion because we don't do opinions on the show. Everything that we do on the show, we've literally researched it and we've mulled over it and we've meditated on it. So I want to give you just a few pointers here of the seven keys to success, all right? The principle simply says applying the keys to success and winning as a result. Now, three of the seven keys that we're going to talk about today are know he being God, built success, but he built it already in you. It's never going to be outside of you. Two, change your mind. It's just that simple. But here's the thing. When you change your mind, you got to believe that you deserve success. All right. And then three, I think Kendrick Lamar said it. I'll say it. You gotta be humble, man. You gotta be humble. Now, let's go back to where I'm going with this. All right. So, guys, forgive me if I go over just a little bit. I swear to you, I'm going to try to be on time, but I wanted to slow down purposely for this. When I told you that I am using or I have used these principles, I'm not just saying it because it sounds good. Now, I'm saying it because if you have ever had three children that depend on you, I'm saying it because if you know what it feels like when they depend on you and you're like below E in your car and the light's coming on and you're wondering, God, how am I going to take these kids to school? If you ever find yourself in that position, or if you ever find yourself where there is an eviction notice on your door and you're like, oh, dear God, this is what gives me the expertise in telling you what I'm about to tell you, what I'm about to share with you. Try it. And if it doesn't work for you, blame God. How about that? Now, here goes. Success is not a pursuit. It is a destination. But Because God is who he is, he would never allow a product to come into fruition without putting what that product needs inside of the product. That's just who he is. So success is really good for God's reputation. It really doesn't have anything to do with us. So let's kind of go back and peel the layers off of all of the what you thought success was. Success is not you driving in that Mercedes Benz or that Rolls Royce. I know you love them. I know you enjoy driving, but it's not that. Success is not a title behind your name. MD just means that I'm a bigger servant. How about that? Or I serve more in the capacity that I serve in. Success is not you wearing the latest clothes or living behind the gates. Oh, I know you want it to be, but it's not. Success is doing exactly what you were meant to do, what you were created to do in the earth. Success is knowing that it's already done. You ain't got to figure it out. If you're trying to figure it out, you're already behind the eight ball, so to speak. But I'm getting ahead of myself. That's part three. Part one, here goes. Success is a choice. It is not anything other. It's not luck. Luck is living under Christ's kindness. Remember that, living under Christ's kindness, that's luck. It is not chance. Success is a choice. And it's a choice that if you're not making it in this season that we're in with COVID-19 and it's wreaking havoc on everything, you can still be successful. Oh, but you can because it's in you. It's not outside of you. All right, here's an example. This is my iPad. In this iPad, I have an iOS system. It's an operating system that is the functionality of the iPad. Now, if all I know how to do is turn my iPad on and off, then shame on me because I didn't take the time to read the manufacturer's mind, which is the manual. This iPad can do a forgive me, please. Now, the iPad can do more than just turn on and off. Before the manufacturer allowed me to buy the iPad, he or she had already tested it for success. Because it's based on their reputation that this thing does everything that they say I'm supposed to be able to do. Same thing with God. If you don't have a relationship with him and you're just going off of agnostic knowledge, I think there is a God, but he's not really, involved in my day-to-day actions, then you're mistaken. You're sadly mistaken. Because having a relationship with him and not religion will show you exactly how to get out what's in you. Remember, he'll never allow you to do anything without putting it in you. It's based on his reputation. Doesn't have anything to do with you. Now, the next thing I want you to remember I told you I'm slowing this thing down because this is so serious. The next thing I want you to remember is that you deserve it. Oh, yes, you do. Why am I saying you deserve it? Because my daddy made you. He created you in his image and after their likeness, meaning you have a nature and characteristics like him. So you deserve it. With that change of mind, you also have to remember to see yourself as already being successful. Guys, when I lived in Lawrenceville, Georgia, and they had come to pick up the car, I had already, when they picked that car up, I'm not lying to you, I was shouting for a Mercedes. Didn't know that it would be 10 years later. Who cares how long it took? I believed it. I received it by faith right then. And then I did the things necessary. Don't find yourself just praying for stuff and not doing the work or becoming the work. That's a whole other story. I'm not going to do it right here. And the third thing, I want you to remember, as you are changing your mind, getting in a relationship with God, he's not your sugar daddy, he's my daddy. How about that? The third thing I want you to remember is to be humble. What does that mean? Does it mean that I'm timid and I'm driving a Mercedes, or I'm living behind the gates, or I'm putting my hand to the plow and things are working in my life? Does it mean that I don't, you know, I'm just getting by because I want to get along to go along? No, it does not. What it means is that I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, no matter how much I have, no matter how much I attain, no matter how many people know my name, I still need you. That's what it means to be humble, my friends. It has absolutely nothing to do with your timidity. It has everything to do with your heart and mind. And that is the three principles of the seven. I told you we're going to slow this thing down. It matters. This is what I do every day because I have to fight a good fight of faith every day. And so do you. So I'm going to turn it over to my beautiful co-host. Take on it, not an opinion, your take on this. And how are you applying this to your life in the entertainment business? Take it away, guys.
That was a whole lot right there.
I know, right?
Where do we start? Where do we start? That's the question.
I had so many thoughts running through my mind while you were talking. I want to start with the humility, being humble. That's very important. I feel like when we're not humble, of course, we already know that's pride and ego. And when it's pride and ego, how can God really step in the way of that when, you know, you've pretty much, you know, taken up most of the surface for yourself? I feel like when you are humble, it allows you to truly focus on the goal and, you know, cut off all of the noise outside of you. Because I feel like a lot of times if we get offended by something, or, we feel, you know, we get in our feelings about, you know, whatever we may experience on that, journey or, you know, with, you know, from another person. It takes a shot at our pride and our ego. And I feel like if you are at that point, then God isn't working fully in your life because you have to allow yourself to put yourself in the back seat. I know for me, staying humble allows me to focus, and it allows me to truly focus on the task at hand, focus on the journey and be 100% present. And once again, it helps me to cancel out most of the noise outside of me. That might be the naysayers and the doubters and the things that you experience, you know, throughout the journey. It's inevitable. It helps you to quiet those things and truly hone in on that destination that you're speaking of. So I don't think you can truly get to that destination without putting yourself on the backseat. I remember when I was at Yale, they kept on telling us, like, no ego, no pride. Put it in the backseat because that's what hinders you from truly growing and sucking up everything that you need to suck in during that training process, you know, during the journey. You know, so I would definitely, you know, say that being humble is very important because when you are humble, you're like a sponge.
I mean, absolutely. You're going with humble. I'm going with confidence. You know, you have to walk in with that confidence. You know, I have to get that take with it, too. You know, I guess ego and confidence are two things that do get mixed up when you walk in the room. It's like, oh, you have to calm yourself down, like humble yourself, like, whoa, I'm confident because I know that I'm capable. You know, one thing that sticks with me from the late Kobe Bryant is that when you become nervous, that means you did not prepare. You know, the only way you are walking in confidently is when you know, like, okay, I secured the bag. I know I did everything I could. And now my trust is not only in God, but I know I can trust my ability that God gave me, you know, to outperform everybody here. You know, there is ego is self-centered. Confidence, it's it's more of a, like, I am at peace with whatever outcome happens. All I know is that I gave my all and I gave my best. So it's a mix of confidence and humble. Now, I did humble, I did confidence, you know, but it's
you need both. Okay.
You need both. Like, don't confuse humble for being weak, and don't confuse confidence for being overly egotistical, you know? So there is a fine balance, and you will be at peace when you're operating in both spectrums.
Yeah. But speaking of what you just said, about humility and being humble, I feel like it's difficult to truly allow God to, you know, do his thing. And that basically speaks to you not being vulnerable. That's what I was, that's what I'm, you know, responding to. I'm a little all over the place today. You know, I'm talking about being vulnerable because I feel like your ego and pride is mixed in when it comes to doing that thing that you do. If you care about, you know, what's going on outside of you and how people perceive you. Mm-hmm. I feel like being humble and exercising humility, vulnerability. So if you care about, the aesthetics, if you care about how people receive you, I don't know what's in the back, you know, so to truly, that's the most important part.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you just got to put yourself to the side. I say this I feel like I'm saying this every week. You got to wear the crown before you have to carry the crown before you wear it, you know, be able to like either put other people first or just be patient with the process. You know, I don't know where Dr. T is at, but we're going to be ushering on to our next segment. Oh, there she is.
I am so sorry. Everything in its mama. I've got like four phones ringing in the background, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, are you serious?
Hey, we got a stereo on clear here.
All right. We really, really want you guys to be interactive with us. It's a gauge for us to make sure we're doing exactly what we're doing, to make sure that you have all these tools, all the keys, all the principles, and we're not just saying this. We're actually living it in our lives. So we'd like to hear from you. Our number here at the station is 323-203-0815. Again, that number, 323-203-0815. And the new time for Talk to Tanji has been 7-ish, but it's been a lot of fun, man. It's I get up on the morning, get up Monday mornings, and it's just a little piece of medicine. You know, from the doctor to the patient, so that you'll know that you're being thought of, that you'll know we love you so very much. And you can actually be interactive with me on there too, because if there's something you want to talk about, drop a line. I promise you I'll read it, okay? And we'll move from there. And I think that's all of my housekeeping. Yes, did I leave out something?
Hey, you know, but I just want to wish everybody a happy Black History Month.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So right now we have a new segment that we're doing for the month of February for the Dr. Tanji Show. We will be honoring the past, the present, and the future of African-American history, and how the past has trailblazed a path for us for the future in terms of entertainment, economics, scientific discoveries, inventions, you know. So if you guys don't know, first of all, Black History Month was recognized in 1976 by President Ford. It was a calling upon the public to seize the opportunity to honor the too often neglected accomplishments of Black Americans in every area of endeavor throughout our history. And what better way to start Black History Month segment than to honor the late, the great, the radically amazing Cicely Tyson. If you guys don't know that she passed away this last Thursday of the age of 96, the cause of death wasn't disclosed. But if you guys don't know Cicely Tyson, she is a actress, film and Broadway, a model, and a trailblazing activist. She shattered stereotypes in terms of how African Americans were perceived in the industry and how to handle different roles given to African American actors and actresses that were demeaning to the Black perspective, you know? And she urged her counterparts to do the same, you know? So she turned down roles that showed that oh, Black people were viewed in this light. It's like, no, this is how we're gonna be viewed. And she took on roles that showcase strong African American women, you know, movies like Sonder, The Help, the portrayal of Miss Jane Pittman, and also Tyler Perry's Madea. You know, she was in those Tyler Perry movies. Mm-hmm. So she's literally the great grandmother in almost every African American film we can think of. You know, 3-time Emmy winner, Tony, and honorary Oscar. You know, she's paved ways for Viola Davis, Taraji P. Henson, Regina King, not only the actresses, but also Sidney Poitier, Denzel Washington, even the actors present. You know, mm-hmm. we look back at history to honor those who came before us and how we can build upon the foundation they laid for us to succeed. And to end this segment, I would like to end it off with this quote from her. When she won her honorary Oscar, she said, "Mom, I know you didn't want me to do this, but I did. And here it is. I don't know what I would cherish a better gift than this. This is the culmination of all of those years of have and have not." This is when she won her honorary Oscar. All right. The great Cicely Tyson.
I feel like she was always that beacon of light. She was yes. that of wisdom in front of the screen and behind the screen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, you know, I think I'm reading another quote by Vanessa Williams. Let me just see if I can just pull it up real quick so we can move on. Here we go. She said that she's our Meryl Streep. She was the person you wanted to be like in terms of actress terms. She still is, you know. She will go down in history, you know, mm-hmm. as a true pioneer, a true trailblazer for shattering those stereotypes and just being true to herself, you know. Amen. Success comes in different forms, and this was the success that she left behind mm-hmm. for us to build upon.
Yeah.
Now, in the entertainment world, again, Dustin Diamond was battling stage 4 lung cancer. He passed away this week. At the age of 44, if you guys don't know, Saved by the Bell, Screech, played the role of Screech for Saved by the Bell. Just prayers up to him and his family. He as well has impacted a lot of lives, all of the young lives throughout not only the nation, but the world with his character. And also big business news. Well, 2 big business news. One, Jeff Bezos stepped down from Amazon to be the new just stepped down to be on the chairman board. Mm-hmm. So I believe it's Andy Jassy will be the new CEO of Amazon. So it's going to be kind of weird seeing now Jeff Bezos taking a more of a back seat. It's like, you know what, you can handle this mm-hmm. for now. He's going to take a lesser role of the business he created, and the big trending. That's humility. That's humility.
And absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
He's like, you know what? I trust you. Go ahead and just do that for me as I take the back seat in my little chair as a new chairman. Another top big business news. This was the most surprising thing of the business world. Dr. T, I have a question for you, and you can be prepared for this. And I don't know if you guys haven't followed the news. GameStop. GameStop. Mm. Surged. Was it? I think it was like 400%.
Yep.
Percent. And it was so bizarre. You know, Reddit users helped GameStop reach this apex mm-hmm. that no one saw coming. And I just have a question for you, Dr. T. You know. Right. she's nervous.
What are you doing?
You know, in terms of investing in the stock market, you know, how can we use the stock market, or is it still viable to use, you know, in this day and age, you know, because, you know, a lot of stocks are going down, a lot of stocks are surging. How do we become active in the stock market? Because I know some people are looking at this, oh, I want to get into this, you know, but this is kind of a one-time thing. So how can we use this to become successful in our own lives and our own businesses?
I'm like Niles, boy, that's a loaded question. One thing that you really, really want to be concerned with, I remember when I first got into the stock market, I wanted to see exactly what, you know, what are the pros and cons of this? So I started with blue chips back in 1998, and with the blue chips was able to kind of just tuck away $50 a week, and it grew over time. So much so that I was able to buy, yeah, I was kind of materialistic in 98. I bought an expedition. I did, with my money. And now I know better that that is a liability and not an asset. But I would say, if you do not want to go to your Charles Schwab's or your TD Ameritrade's, then start with your Robinhood's, start with your Acorns, and start with the mindset of you can afford to do it and you cannot afford to do it, meaning you got to do it. It's long-term growth. I started, and again, with a long-term, it was blue chip funds that I was working with at that time. Now, of course, I'm a little bit more aggressive because I'm a little older now, and I'm looking at, okay, I've got to start working on legacy and leaving the children something. But the first thing that I do, KJ, is I pay myself. I pay myself first before anybody gets anything. And I know it sounds kind of, well, I'd rather, you know, pay my taxes. Yes, I do pay my taxes quarterly because I am self-employed. But that very first, after I set aside my 10% that belongs to my daddy, it's not something that I say, well, I'll think about paying it. He blesses the 90, okay? Pay your tithes, you know. Because I'm not in a church building now, my tithes go to homeless shelters or something of that nature, food banks or what have you. That's a whole other story. But you want to start small in this, and you know, not to the fact, to the point where you're losing money, because you don't want to, of course, you don't want to do that. There are no guarantees in the stocks. However, look at the EFTs, your electronic transfer funds. These are funds that will pay you. You're looking for a dividend. Now, because I'm kind of invested or vested heavily in AT&T, that stock pays my bill. I don't pay my AT&T bill anymore.
So what you're saying is, like, those dividends could be a benefit.
You better believe it. Absolutely.
And yes. Also, different necessities that you household necessities that you need, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So answer your question, do it.
Seriously.
But do your homework.
Yeah.
Do your homework. There was a thing that, and I'll say this and I'll wrap up. There was a stock that we invested in. I think it was a penny stock. The OTC is over the counter kind of trading. Those trades are on what they call pink slips. Those trades, if you do it right, really can garner a lot of money, but you got to know what you're doing. You got to know when to, I don't want to be ugly here. It's a family show, but you got to know when to pull out. How about that?
Okay.
Take your money out.
You heard it. You heard it best from Dr. T.
Really can make a lot of money, and especially now. Don't go with the waves. Don't look for another GameStop. Stop. That's over. The SEC is going to come down really hard on cyber. Seriously, you can. But pay yourself first.
All right.
After your tides.
All right, guys, we have this weekend. It's the Super Bowl. Who you guys have? Kansas City or Tampa Bay?
We shall see.
Kansas City?
Yeah.
I got to go for the GOAT. One more thing I just want to honor is this Sandra Gorman, who was the poet for the inauguration.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
It's Amanda Gorman, okay?
A Oh, man. Oh, wow. I messed it up on the outline. I am so sorry. I'm so sorry. If you're watching, please forgive me. Please forgive me. Oh, my gosh.
It's okay, baby. So, all is well.
Amanda will be performing poetry for the Super Bowl. I'm kind of caught off guard right now. I feel like she's watching me right now. Give it up for her. Yeah.
Her poet, right? All right, we go fight.
Just take it over. I'm about to cry in a hole now.
Don't forget my new time with Talk to Tanji on Facebook Live 7-ish Monday mornings, and any past shows are now being uploaded to our YouTube channel at Dr. Tanji Show. And if I'm not mistaken, it's Delamar that came on and he did a series on faith, and you don't want to miss it. Wonderful guy. Dennis, if you're watching, thank you so very much for what you're doing, serving us with your gifts. And now it's your turn, Niles. Take it away.
My turn. All right. So coming up now, we have musical artist, future hip-hop mogul. I'm going to go ahead and say that. And one of the hardest working MCs that I know, AJ Causey.
There we go. How y'all doing?
Causey, how are you, man?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Doing wonderful. This giddiness that you're seeing is because I'm so excited that you've taken time out of your busy schedule to be with us. Yes, and Niles talked about you, man. I felt like, oh my God, I know this man.
Most definitely. I appreciate the love for sure.
Absolutely. You know, we ask the question with all of our guests, how did you get here? And it could be a summation of what streets you took to get here, or it could be something that can give us a little bit of hope when we're doing what we believe that we were put in the earth to do. How did you get here, sir?
Simply, starting back as far as with my upbringing and everything, I'm an only child, so I've always been alone. So I've never been afraid of traveling alone. So it comes to that lack of fear of, you know, I have to watch my own back. So I really can't depend on anybody to watch my back at all times or whatnot, because I was never used to it growing up. So having that lack of fear and having that perseverance, you know, just to keep driving forward no matter what. Even like, you know, I've had struggles back when I was in college and whatnot. And I was never the person that wanted to go to college, but I felt like it was still a necessity, you know, to help me out later on. At least to have like that little bit of insurance, you know, for later on, you never know what'll happen. Luckily, it got me an essential job now. So that way, unfortunately for other people, they were out of work. But God given, I wasn't put out of work or whatnot during the pandemic. And just pushing forward no matter what, like I said, like going through college, I had a lot of troubles and everything, trials and tribulations. And, you know, like I said, originally that was something that I didn't have planned for myself. So, you know, when you're working your hardest and doing your best for something that you initially didn't want, imagine what you would do for, you know, your dream, your goals that you do want, you know.
Absolutely. And that was so, man, that was poetic justice right there. You got to know that, right? I don't want to hog the conversation, but I gravitate to people that say, you know what, no matter what, you know, I'm going to do this. And I liken what you said about the trials and tribulations and you're not giving up. I liken that to people that really have like frontlets on and they're watching, but they're watching this way instead of like that way. If you don't mind, the trials, just a trial that you see maybe or you've heard of that's pretty common with people who are on the road to destiny.
Going broke.
Very good.
And being 0.00.00 in the account pockets and everything. So like my last semester of school, I had took an extra semester just so I can finish getting my minor as well. And so like my last semester, like I'm not the biggest fan of bills, like having a deadline, like each month, like I do it. So I'm not a slacker or anything, but like if I could pay something off in full, I'd rather just do that. It's one less stress. That's keeps me stress free of that one thing at least. So like I had I took it upon myself to like sleep in my car for a couple of months for that last semester. And I just paid off the last semester in full. So that way, you know, at the end of the semester, give me my cap and gown. I don't got to worry about none of that nonsense of you ain't pay this, you didn't pay this. It's already paid for. So, I mean, it was hard. I had two jobs. I lost one of them at the time. And right after I had paid it off, and I was like, God, like, what's going on? Like, I just paid everything off. I feel like this is what you want me to do. This is the way you want me to go. And so, I mean, that was one of those times where, you know, like I said, I can't look to the left or right. I'm looking, you know, in the mirror to myself. So it's like, looking up to him. So it's like, I guess you leave me. I'm following you. You leave me the way that you want me to go and whatnot. You're trying to teach me something here. So.
I absolutely love that. And thank you for being so open and honest and transparent, because a lot of times when you kind of, you know, have gone through that and don't really want to address that, yes, people don't want to tell that part of the testimony. And it is written that one, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and every word of a testimony. So thank you, man. Yes, so for those who may be finding themselves in college and you're at that last 3 feet from gold experience, do not quit. Go through it, even if you have to sleep in your car, huh? Wow.
Right there.
Absolutely.
So, man, everybody asking questions at the same time. Hey, man, what brought you to the artistry?
Well, it was a way of, you know, relieving of any, you know, any thoughts that I had, whether they were negative or positive. It's a way of, just like anybody, it's a way of expressing myself and whatnot. Like, I was always the kid that like hung out in the background, like, you know, when we were kids and, you know, on park benches or whatnot or at recess. So I was like the kid that was just chilling in the back. And then, you know, like, I tried it out a little bit hanging out with the fellas, and then, you know, something bad happened. And then I was like, man, I'm upset, but I mean, what am I going to do about it? And so I had, you know, wrote a couple of verses one day in the crib. And I mean, from that point on, it just, like, that's how I would express myself, no matter what I was feeling or how I was feeling.
Okay.
Wow. That's incredible. That speaks a lot of your genius. You know that, right?
How does the music art form communicate to you, you know?
Full of emotion. It's full of emotion. I feel like any artist, I mean, you can tell one thing, like one artist I like to look at is like The Weeknd, and you can kind of tell like from his albums where he was in his life, in his love interest, you know, in his love life, because you got The Weeknd that's just like, forget all women, like, I'm a player. And you got The Weeknd, it's like, I'm ready to get married. You got The Weeknd, it's like, I'm heartbroken. So it's just, everything is full of emotion, you know. When we're feeling good, just like, you know, us as consumers of music, when we're feeling good, you know, we want to listen to something that's happy. And that song that we're listening to, more than likely, that person that made that song was in a happy mood when they made that song. You know, that was their way of expressing their happiness.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay.
I love it. Absolutely love it. I will just kind of ask you this. You've mentioned in your bio that you managed at one point yourself. You know, that just struck a chord with me, right? Yeah, for someone to do that, that just, so you've really set the bar real high. You know that, right? So you know how to do it. You know what you're expecting. Have you run across in your quest of being here, showing the world, these are my gifts, I have a right to be in this realm, have you run across the manager that just didn't, I guess, hit it for you, or just didn't pull out what you needed to be pulled out?
It wasn't necessarily like a manager for myself. I mean, just from other artists that I've known, and, you know, they've told me before, like, you know, like, oh man, I got a manager, and it sounds good. That's the thing about it. It's like, it sounds good, especially like at the level that we're at now, it sounds good. And the one thing I thought about, I'm like, that's more money I got to spend for something that I can do myself. And so, I mean, like, last year was like my first big year as far as for being out here and getting my music across to, you know, building up on my fan base as well as managing myself. Like, all the interviews I did last year, you know, I reached out on a constant, you know, to those talk shows or whatnot, those podcasts, any shows that I had. I'm like, hey, y'all got another show coming up. And so, I, you know, that was just me all networking and whatnot. If I'm following the artist and, you know, they want a talk show or they got their music played on the radio show, I'm like, me go follow that person.
I love
hey,
that.
How you doing? How you get on here?
I love that. You're not afraid to like ask questions or
that's
even
it. Just
you're not afraid of no, you know, and that's one thing that I feel like everybody needs to have. Just do it. What's the worst they can what's the worst that can happen? Because you don't have it already.
Exactly. You know?
So
exactly. I mean, if you don't ask questions, you'll never have answers.
That's it, baby. True. Absolutely. I'm telling you, poetic justice.
The
man.
Person who asks the question is a fool for a minute, you know? But the person who doesn't ask is a fool for a lifetime.
That's it.
Correct.
I want to ask this question. Am I telling my age here? Once upon a time, was it the MC that people would come to hear at a house party, or was it the DJ?
The DJ. Yeah. It was definitely the DJ. One artist that I've always looked up to. I looked up to Rakim, but just like you having Eric B first.
Yep.
You have DJ Jazzy Jeff first. Like that's who you come to see, you know.
Okay.
I'm just a person spitting the rhymes over the beat. But I mean, I can't spit no rhymes. You can spit a cappella, but I mean the house party, you wanna hear the beat too. So I mean
Well, thank you for that. Seriously. What is next for Mr. Causey? What's going on in this world? How can we stay interactive and come and maybe see a virtual show or whatever that looks like?
Definitely. So I'm residing out here in LA and everything. Shows are kind of slow right now, but they have some shows over at the Spot LA. That's kind of been like a second home for me out here over in North Hollywood. Music wise, so I just released a collaboration album, include myself. It's 23 artists on this project. Now it's been a big deal, and I definitely take pride and ownership of the project and whatnot, because I've ran into many artists that said, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, and I'm like, nah, I'm gonna do this. you're gonna watch me do it. So it was a hassle. It took me, I want to say, like a total of like 9 months to get that together. I mean, finally got it uploaded and released on New Year's Eve. Like I wanted to release in 2020. I wanted to have 2020 stamped on it.
Yeah.
So I released that, but I stay ahead. So like even while working on that, I was working on a separate project as well with a producer out in Houston. And so I'm finishing up those tracks now. And you'll be expecting that later on in April. So
wow, man. Niles, without telling too much of what you said, this man is a hustler. No. I love this. When I saw your picture, and I'm looking at it now, and I saw your eyes, I'm thinking, it's the soul of the man. This guy is not wasting time. You are not wasting time. And for that, thank you so, so very much for showing us what to do when you're serious about what you were put in the earth to do. Mm-hmm. Now, because you're here, you got to do something, man. You got to either spit some bars, you got to do some rhymes, you got to do something.
what you said, Niles?
Where you can play something, whatever is comfortable.
Whatever it is. I can give y'all like a little sneak peek of something that's coming out of for the, can't tell you the name of it, for the eighth project, though.
All right, very good.
Top secret.
Let's see. All right. All right, you guys can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All I want is red designer, red bottom shoes, and Balenciaga for my mama. You know the mood, niggas talking drama. Keep your comments and keep it cool. All I want is with that 7-seater and millimeters. All I want is that new designer, red bottom shoes, and Balenciaga. That single from the project, and the main reason why I played that one and I'm excited about that one is because listening to most of my music, I'm a goofy person in real life, and so like when I let people hear my music, it's like, you sound so serious, and so they be confused with it. So I like to step out of my box a little bit and like have fun. So like I was feeling very good when I wrote that song. So, like I said, emotion, and then like I'm not even like into like I'm a big jewelry person. but I'm not really into like designer clothes and whatnot. So I was like, let me see what I could do with this. So I think I like took a drive down Rodeo, and it was my first, I had been out here for like a year already. It was my first time driving out. I was like, man, this looks like a different country over here. And like, it made me feel different. And then my producer, he sent me that beat, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna do something different with this one. So yeah.
Wow.
That was dope.
I am so excited. Go ahead, Niles. Forgive me.
What brought you out to LA?
Let's see. And I honestly, like, what pushed me to like, of course, I was already talking about it before I even graduated college and whatnot. But like, I think what had pushed me to make the final decision that I was definitely coming out here was the death of Nipsey. And because I felt like music wise, it took 20 years for the West Coast to get another pop. You know, I ain't gonna say for the world, but I'm gonna say for the West Coast to get another pop. That reigning champ that's holding down the West, and then his life was taken away. And so I was just like, well, dang. And I was like, well, I figured that, like, you know, in one of his death and whatnot, I felt like performances would pick up even more than what they were already were, because now everybody's trying to reach the build up their rep to get that next spot. So,
wow.
Wow, that's
I love it. And you kept that as your objective, and mm-hmm. you're able to continuously do it over and over again.
Yeah,
wow. Nice. All right, man. How can we stay alert all things AJ Causey on social media?
So on YouTube, you can find me at AJ Causey. This is spelled AJCAUSEY. On Instagram, Twitter, you can find me at CAU5EY. So instead of an S, it's a 5. So as simple as that.
What is the 5 stand for?
So the 5 is a part of my the 5 is my angel number, and I didn't get into angel numbers, so I visited my sister down in Dallas. Shout out to Mother Earth. So my angel number is 5, and basically what this is going on is just being prepared for change at all times, being able to adapt to change. So that's just like not a hidden talent, because I mean, I express it to anyone that I can adapt in many situations or whatnot. But it's definitely one of my many aptitudes of being able to change, being able to adapt to the people around me, to the environments around me.
So important.
How are in the details?
You have been a breath of fresh air, Mr. AJ. I'm so excited for everything that you're walking in and everything that you're doing and everything that you will be doing. I'm definitely going to be a fan, man.
Definitely. I appreciate you guys for having me on today, for sure.
Absolutely. So, recapping the 3 principles, and I honestly believe that our AJ is living these principles. That is, know that he built success already in you. He placed it in you, he being God. The second thing is change your mind. That is, you deserve it. You deserve success. You really do. And you're going to start seeing yourself as already uberly successful. So meaning you're not going to be operating from a place of lack. You're going to operate with opportunity, as AJ said, everywhere, knowing how to adapt. And then the third thing that you want to do when you are applying the keys to success and having the result thereafter is being humble. And again, that's not timidity, that humbleness, even at the dimension of a successful being, that humbleness is, God, I still need you. No matter how many millions or billions that are in my account, no matter what I'm writing and how people know my name, I am nothing, absolutely nothing without you. And that, my friend, is the course for applying the 3 of the 7 keys to success and walking in the results of I Got This. That's our show. Don't want to do a show without my co-host Niles and KJ and our beautiful special guest, Mr. AJ Causey. Don't forget, you can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Dr. Tanji Show. And KJ, would you tell him your handle and yours too, Niles? I like my age here.
My handle is at KJ Powell, POWELL_99, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Wonderful.
And my Instagram is Niles, N-Y-L-E-S dot Finkley, F-I-N-K-L-E-E.
Whoa. How about that? One more time, AJ, before we jump off here.
Handles. Yep. X-C-A-U-5-E-Y.
Can you say it one more time for the people?
At Kazi, so at C-A-U-5-E-Y.
All right.
Oh, you heard it, guys. Thank you for a wonderful show. Thank you, Ronan. Thank you, LA Talk. And be kind to yourself today and every day. Remember that we really do love you from the moon to the stars. Bye.